الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد وقد قال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My most respected elders and brothers, from the hadith that I've recited in front of you, you know that there's a function taking, there's the nikah taking place today. In Islam, nikah is a very great ibadat. What's the purpose for nikah? Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an-nikahu nisful iman. Nikah is half iman. In other words, if a person has to perform his nikah, thereafter he's a perfect iman he's got in. So what's the reason now? What are we supposed to do to perfect our iman? The person who is getting married should understand that he should adjust his intentions. Intention is very important in Islam. Anything that you do, the first thing you must have an intention. Without intention, you don't get anything. You can come to the mosque, read namaz for the sake of showing people, that's your intention. You give some charity, you give for the sake of people, people praise you, that's your intention. You come to read namaz also, you come with the intention that people must praise me, may call me namazi, or you go for umrah, hajj, whatever it is. Intention is very important. One has to always adjust intention. So intention for nikah is what? What is the intention? One is the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Second is to get more closer and dear to Allah Ta'ala. Because now that you must know that before nikah, your iman was incomplete. You have that kind that you should walk around, your mind is sometimes going there, going everywhere. All kinds of thoughts are coming to your mind and your heart and everything. But once you get married, that thoughts are no more there. Because if you commit a sin of going to do something wrong, you got your wife to fulfill your desires. One is haram and one is halal. Allah Ta'ala made something haram, now you will not go anymore to the haram, you go to halal. But if you're not going to go to halal and still do haram, then that nikah, what is nikah? And remember, nikah, two things came from Jannat and has to go back to Jannat. It's we how we look after it that you can go to Jannat. One is iman. Iman is coming from Jannat and nikah. These two things you have to look after. Today you look at it very carefully that iman has to be taken care at all times. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person wakes up in the morning, he wakes up with iman, and in the course of the day he utters those things that iman goes away. Oh Allah, save us. And you sleep at night with iman, and then at the course of the night you begin to say other things, those things that iman goes away. You'll find today in our society many people, maybe through ignorance or whatever, they begin to utter those things, they don't realize the iman is gone. For example, let me tell you that if Allah Ta'ala made interest haram, we will begin to say how nice Allah Ta'ala made it. So you can oppose Allah Ta'ala. In every other law too, why Allah Ta'ala made 5 times namaz? Why this, why that? So we begin to utter these kind of things, will take our iman away, we don't realize iman is gone too. Like a person now, he was in Makkah. He passed away in Makkah Sharif, it so happened that he was buried there. And he was a learned person. After some time, they had to open that grave, they found that it was no more a male grave, it was a female grave. They always surprised what type of hajj. They found out, what is this person now doing here when this person was a male grave? The one person who came from Paris, he said, this woman, she was buried in Paris, what she is doing in Makkah? And why this person grieve in no more year? Remember, Allah Ta'ala can do anything. You cannot question Allah. Allah can decide what He wants to do. However, he was taken as a learned person to ask the family, how come that this person was buried here? What was your husband doing? What was... He said that whenever he has a relationship with me, he said, how nice the Christians and Yahudis, they do not have to make ghusl after that. Yet you know he should make ghusl, but he gave prior to another. Because he said that, the zameen, the earth of Makkah didn't accept him too. So what I'm trying to say is two things which we have to look after and be careful with our tongue. The tongue is a very important thing, my dear friends. This tongue can take you to Jannat and it take you to Jahannam also. Luqman alayhi salam, his master told him, oh Luqman, get me the best piece of slaughter an animal and get the best piece to me. He slaughtered the animal and gained the tongue. He said, now you get me the worst part. He slaughtered another animal and gave the tongue. Oh Luqman, I do not understand. You've given me the tongue the first time, the second time also the tongue. He said, this thing can take you to Jannat and take you to Jahannam too. So it's how you use your tongue, my dear friends. Many a time man does not realize that he begins to utter those things which he's not supposed to utter. And Allah does not like that. Likewise, nikah is a very great ibadat. If a person has to make an intention, oh Allah, I'm getting married because of only one thing, to become closer to you and follow the true sunnah of the Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and keep away from all kind of sins. In other words, nikah is supposed to become a person before he comes to the masjid, he was not married, when he walks around, his mind is going everywhere, his eyes going everywhere. But now when he goes to the masjid, he's got a focus, his mind is focused to, when he goes to the masjid, to, he's got a peace of mind, a peace of heart. What kind of namaz will that person read then? So with iman, this nikah is so important. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, combined this world of two things, Jannat and Jahannam. You get the good and the bad. You get the pious and you get the evil too. You get all kind of things. You get Islam, you get kufr also. The world is combined of these two things. Allah Ta'ala has combined these two things. You never find in this world only good. You won't find all the time bad also. Because this world is for this, that is combined of Jannat and Jahannam. If you want to be good all the time, that will be in Jannat, and if you want to be bad all the time, that will be Jahannam. Now you can decide what road to take. Allah has given you the understanding of which road you want to take. You take the right road, you take the left road, is your business. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala has made the things that it cannot be in the other world, which we do not know. You get the shaitan and farishtas also. One time the farishta is there to make dua for every one of us all the time. Another side you get the opposition, you call the shaitan, that's making all kind of means to keep you away from Allah's commands. Now you can decide if the farishta is always making dua to Allah. There's a battle between faith, shaitan and farishta all the time. You want to make namaz now. The farishta will go and read namaz. There's on the right hand side, the left hand side, one farishta there, one is in the good, and left hand is shaitan. The right side telling you, go into the masjid now. Leave your business and go now. The left one says, no, the business is not very good now. No, don't worry, namaz, you can read after namaz. By you doing that, what you are doing, you're listening to shaitan, you forgot Allah Ta'ala. So every time the right the farishtas are inviting you, like you don't wake up in the morning, you don't wake up for fajr namaz, it's very cold and this and that. An inclination comes in the side, a whispering comes, why don't you just come and wake up? Others are telling you, don't wake up, it's cold, what are you going to wake up and do? Now you have to decide what you have to do. The farishtas increase in turn, encourage you, they wake up. Likewise, nikah also. Allah Ta'ala has given you nikah. To perform nikah is the sunnah. Now to leave your halal wife and go to haram, The Farishta tell you, got your wife, go toward your wife, leave the haram. Now if you go to the haram, what have you done? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this great ni'mat to us, the sunnah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and ibadat that came from Jannat, and they have to go back to Jannat. So likewise, we have to look after iman, so Allah must give us Jannat, and Allah must give us that Jannat that must go without reckoning. One is a person can go to Jannat, but he has to go through Jahannam, and oh Allah protect us that. And one is to go to Jannat without reckoning. Allah Ta'ala give you in the Nami Amal in the right hand. That's why they say when you make wudu, unfortunately we are not here to become, we have to make wudu when you wash your right hands. You say, oh Allah, that dua is, oh Allah, give us our reckoning in the right hand. And even time you wash your left hand, say, oh Allah, do not give us in the reckoning left hand, because you must know when you give left hand, then what is it? Instead of we preparing for, let's say, when you prepare for salah also, it's very important that your wudu must be made properly. Unfortunately, you find the wudu kind of people are talking all the time, maybe all kind of gossips. Whereas every time you remember, when you make wudu, there are four farishtas who are standing in front of you. Allah Ta'ala tell them with a white free sheet of noor. Every time you talk worldly thing, one farishta goes away. What kind of namaz are you reading there? So unfortunately, everything of ours is not right. We have to learn to make wudu properly. Likewise, we learn to perform the nikah also. Nikah is a sunnah of Nabi. Every sunnah of Nabi must be in the nikah. It must be according to sunnah of Nabi. Bibi Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, when she got married, do you know how it was? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went and asked for proposal. He said, Ya Rasul, get married to your daughter. How nice, inna la saghiratun, she's so small. He went away. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu proposed. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, she's still small. But just imagine now these two friends, they got together and said, we have been refused. Why don't we tell Ali to refuse? Not like you and I. If someone has to refuse us, what we'll do? We'll say, all doors are closed to that person. We mustn't send anyone there too. And even, you know, if you know that family is very good too, but because they refuse us, we're not going to do anything. And yet these two bosom friends, this is what you call Islam. To keep your heart clean as possible. Your heart must be clean with everyone. Until unless you don't have your heart clean with everyone, your iman is incomplete. Your iman is incomplete. No matter how much namaz you can read, no matter how much Quran you can read, until unless your heart is not clean with everyone, because Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam completely killed everyone. Anyone who caused harm to you cannot cause harm more than harm Nabi Kareem underwent. The harm that he underwent, but what he said, لَا تَثِيبَ عَلَيْكُمْ الْيَوْمْ يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Today I keep my heart clean for everyone, I've forgiven everyone. Today we will not forgive anyone too. So nikah, so they told Ali radiallahu ta'ala, go then, when he's already going to Nabi Kareem Sultan to ask for proposal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel and said to Nabi Kareem, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ali is coming to propose for your daughter, accept. So who, where the nikah taking place from? It's from Allah Ta'ala's proposal. And that nikah was prepared, performed in a very simple manner. Nikah is supposed to be performed in a most simple manner. There must be no such thing as extravagance in there. There must be no such thing as things that we're not supposed to do against the law of Allah. Today when you have nikahs, what kind of nikah do we have? It's sad to say we do not want to go into those nikahs anymore. Because if the beginning is like that, what will the end of the nikah that kind? And many a time when the married couples, when they get married, at night, they're supposed to read salah and then to sleep. But they don't read the salah at that time, because they're more worried of the grooms. And it so happens there after they sleep, and if they have to conceive that night, then in the written kitab, what kind of child you expect? And everyone wants us a pious child. We want pious child. Today we got enough children, we want pious children. Pious children who will take us to Jannat. Pious children who, when we leave this world, they will remember us in the qabr also. A man does not understand the greatest inheritance in this world today is a pious child. If he has a pious child, So this is how Nabi Karim's nikah took place. Simple nikah, barakat in it, not committing any kind of wrong, no intermingling at all. Completely separate altogether. What was happening today, what was I said? So after nikah is the most important thing. To perform nikah is like 2 minutes. How to live a life after nikah, husband and wife, which is the most important thing. The husband must understand this much and overlook the shortcomings of the wife. Because Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given us a remedy. He's told us one thing. He said, a woman is created from a crooked rib. Don't tell them that, please. Then they will become crooked. Just to tell you, the Rasulullah said that a woman is created from a crooked rib. Now, whatever they're going to do, they'll be crooked. Expect them to do crooked, don't do anything right. If they do anything right, there's something wrong with them. There's something wrong. I'm trying to tell you what the hadith of Rasulullah is telling us, that how we expect a partner. Your wife has to support to become a reformer for you. To reform you. Not to become a boss. Not to become boss. You must think to yourself that she has sacrificed everything. You have sacrificed that. She has sacrificed a father. She has sacrificed a friend. She has sacrificed a mother and all kind of friends. Sometimes you'll realize, you know, the husband, her best friend could be the enemy of the husband. That friend no more become best friend in heart. Why? Because the husband is more important. So how important it is when a woman comes into her life, what is the purpose for it? The purpose is to, she must train you. Husband has to be trained. He must not be la taghdab. Rasulullah told one sahabi, he asked, give me advice, la taghdab, do not get angry. The worst thing today you find that in every home, why there's no happiness? Why there's no happiness? Not at all. Merely because of this one sickness everyone got of us, to get angry. Do not get, Rasulullah SAW gave advice to the sahabi, la taghdab, do not get angry. Anger is everything. What's the use of getting angry? Get angry with yourself. That's why he says, get angry with yourself, that you have committed all the wrongs, why don't you get angry with you? One person come to Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam and tell him, Ya Rasulullah, you know what, that person is a very good wrestler. Say, what is wrestler? He must wrestle with himself, then you call a good wrestler. That person who can control his tongue and control his anger, that is a good wrestler. Because he do not know, do you know something, the best person of Rasulullah was sent in this world to bring about a good character in people. Good character. You can read namaz, you can do everything, but you hurt people's heart, what have you done? If you hurt people's heart, what you have done? You have written. The wa'ashiruhunna bil ma'roof, which I read in the beginning, the Allah Ta'ala says, that be very kind with everyone, especially with a wife. Be good to them. There will be all kind of things happening to you. They will tell you all kind of things, but you must keep quiet, keep silent. That's why I always tell my friends, if you want a good home, a happy home, a home full of barakat, whatever your wife tells you, just keep quiet. It costs you nothing to keep quiet. But the moment you speak, there will be war in the world. You won't sleep properly, she won't sleep properly, the children all not sleep. So rather let her speak, but you must not speak. And this is a message to not to only this groom today, a message to every one of us. That if you want your hair not to get grey quickly, then do me a favor, keep silent. Silent is golden. If you have that quality in you, inshallah. Remember one thing, one person told me yesterday, he came to tell me, Mawlana, you know, my wife do not respect me. I said, forget your respect, you respect her. You respect her, she don't respect you, very good. One mother, one wife, Rasulullah SAW's wife, Mubarak, she pushed Nabi Karim, she hit Nabi Karim SAW. The mother came and took her to task. Rasulullah said, no, she even do more than that too. She even do more than that too. Then how did he respond? Not a word. So we are the followers of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A wife is more weaker than us. Show your points, show your power to somewhere else, not in front of your wife. Be kind to them, be good to them, with the intention that the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One hadith of Rasulullah sallam, that person look at his wife with muhabbat, and that wife look at husband muhabbat, Allah Ta'ala look at him with rahmat. And my Hazrat always says, Khoob rahmat luto ghar mein. Don't go outside to get rahmat. Rahmat can become in your own house if you know how to live a life. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, this nikah is taking place. Allah Ta'ala must give barakat in nikah. Allah must give respect in nikah. Allah must give muhabbat in nikah. Allah must give pious children. And whosoever is present here too. Whatever shortcomings, please do me one favor. Bring about a healthy home, healthy life, and happy home by not getting angry. Keep this in front of you that I'm not saying, Rasulullah SAW, do not get angry. If we all can do that, you'll find there'll be barakah and muhabbat in the homes. Jazakallah.